This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Let's dive into session 25. So the goal for today is working together, marketing and sales. Now, if you're an individual contributor, so you're in sales and you're selling for yourself, you work for a company, you're mostly on your own, this still applies to you. This is still very important. So this is not just for organizations that have marketing and sales. This isn't just for leadership who's in charge of sales and how they get along with marketing. This is how marketing and sales fits together, no matter what, to help with the sales experience and your selling effectiveness. And keeping in mind, again, if you're doing your own marketing, obviously it's easier, but most people aren't. Most people, some marketing is being done and then they're in the sales process and then they are not as effective as they could be. All right. So let's talk about this. Why does it work? Why does working together matter so much, especially in the framework of what we're talking about with authentic persuasion? Well, one of the big things that is a central part of authentic persuasion is trust. Right? If you remember from the sessions we did about the authentic persuasion pathway, there is five steps, five stages, five pillars, and you have to go through those parts of the process to have an effective sale and a complete sale every single time. And it's rapport, empathy, trust, hope, and urgency. Trust is the central part. Now, a lot of people lean on trust in the beginning, and it's too early in the relationship to say, hey, trust me. You've got to do some work before you get to that, but it's the center. It's so important in helping people embrace the change they need to make to buy from you and overcome the fears that they have. So again, we have wisdom, we have empathy, and then we have experience. To be an effective leader, you can't just be like, I have lots of knowledge and I know how to apply it, and I care about you. Really effective leaders that people want to follow also have some experience. If I say, hey, I read a book about swimming and I know how we should do swimming, and which I know sounds silly, and I care about you as somebody who wants to know how to swim, and I'm like, I've never swam before, but let's go jump into the pool together and I will lead you because, you know, I have the wisdom, I have the application of knowledge and experience or information. I know how to do it. Most people are going to be like, no, I'm good. I'll find somebody else. Because you also need to have that experience, whatever you're selling. Now, one of the big things to keep in mind, and this is where it can hang up some people who are new to sales or haven't sold before or are new with their company or with the product, is they might not have that experience. My guess, though, in what I've seen is that you have lots of experience in lots of different areas and lots of different ways that could be applied. And if you are missing that, right, if that triangle is missing the experience part and you don't have that, I will tell you, it will be difficult for you to be a leader. It will be difficult for you to lead your prospects and have them follow you towards that mission and vision because you don't have the experience. They won't trust you. They won't believe that you can do it. They won't feel safe following you without that experience. And if that's the case, that's okay. Figure it out. Find some experience, get a coach, get a mentor, get more training, understand your product. Go back to what I talked about in the first or second session, where it's about being curious and being persistent and understanding as much as you can about everything possible, such that you can gain that experience. I will tell you, until you have that experience, it will be tough. A lot of people try fake it till you make it as a strategy. That can work if you have some support. The challenge is most people will pick up on that. Most people will be worried and they can tell when it's not authentic, when you're just faking it. And that's difficult. And it's a tough loop because until you have the experience, people won't trust you. Until people trust you, you won't have the experience. So how do you get the experience? You're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to get a coach, a mentor, some training, resources, study, learn, figure it out. A lot of times, if you want to be effective at selling something, if you're a customer of that thing, it helps a lot as well. I'm not saying that's always the case, but if you have experienced it from the other side, you can bring that with you. Very, very effective new salespeople that I have seen and trained and dealt with were a customer or have used said service or product first. And then they can speak from that experience. They might not even have a lot of experience in sales, but they have a lot of experience of the product or service firsthand, which is very valuable because that's basically telling the customer and potential customer, I bought this. I survived. It worked well for me. You should do it too. When you hear these things, right? Going through the list again, I have to think about it. I need to check with so-and-so. Send me more information. I don't make decisions like this on the spot. That is a trust issue. They fundamentally don't trust you in this moment, and they don't feel safe in moving forward. How can I say that? Because that is what's keeping them from moving forward. Unless, of course, you have a process that takes lots of steps and no one ever buys on the spot. But fundamentally, whatever you're trying to close, right? Maybe the next close is, hey, the next part is I need to set an appointment and I need to have you talk to so-and-so on our team. And they say, well, send me information. I need to think about it. That's because they don't trust you. They don't trust you. They don't trust who that next person is. They don't trust the process. They don't trust what you're trying to do to them. And that's what they're worried about. They don't realize you're there to help them, which is where the authentic persuasion piece comes in. Because once you realize that sales is service and sales is something you're doing for and with them, and once you can convey that, especially through the five phases of the authentic persuasion pathway, then they will understand that and they will trust you, which is part of those five steps. It's the third step, which is the trust and credibility phase. Once you get there, then you're moving forward in a different way than what they're expecting. But fundamentally, if they're using those kind of stalls at the end of the conversation where you want to move them forward, it's because they don't trust you. Now, again, one thing to keep in mind, you could be amazing. You could build some amazing rapport. You could have taken them through the empathy phase with your discovery questions and active listening and actually caring about them and their answers and wanting the best for them. You could have done all those things to perfection in that conversation with them, right? Not perfection like textbook, like here's how you have to do it, but in that conversation with them, doing it and satisfying it before moving forward. Then you hit the trust step and you did your part there, and then the hope step, and then the urgency, and you're ready to move forward. But there are times where you can do all of that properly and what works usually, and you still end up with these stalls at the end where people need more information. They don't buy on the spot. They need to talk to so-and-so. Sometimes that's not you. That's, again, their past experiences. For example, if you've ever seen anyone or met anyone, or maybe you're trying to get into a relationship and somebody had a really bad experience with a previous, like, significant other, romantic partner in a relationship, their walls are going to be up and they're going to be on the lookout for things that make them feel like maybe you're just like that other person, right? Because they got burned, because it hurt so bad. And depending on how bad it hurt, their walls are going to be extra high and extra thick. And then that's what you're up against. You could be the best person in the world. You could be a perfect fit for them, a perfect match. And still you're going to meet this resistance because of what they're bringing. They're bringing that painful baggage with them of their past experience into this new relationship. And see it all the time. It happens. It's human nature. You touch the hot stove. You don't want to touch the hot stove again. So how do I make sure I don't do that and I keep myself safe dealing with other humans? It just means we've got to put these barriers around ourselves. When you're in a sales role, you're dealing with that plus more because you're dealing with people's fundamental resistance to change, their fear of the unknown. You're dealing with things like, depending on what you're selling, it affects them and others, right? So if you're dealing with somebody and you're selling them, let's say insurance, and they're in a family, they don't want to make a mistake for their behalf and for the family and for the future for many different reasons, right? If they work at a business, you're selling B2B, they don't want to make a mistake because it's not just them and their ego and their feelings that'll get hurt, but it could be their job. It could be their career, could have this crazy domino effect. So you're up against that. And like I was just saying, you're also up against their past experiences, their prejudices, their bias, their feelings about salespeople, their feelings about the way that you're coming across. It could be so many different things that where you're doing things properly, you're following the process that works really well, and then it still doesn't work. So always keep in mind, there are those times there where you literally, you just can't do anything about it. That person has been burned before or burned so many times, they're not letting you move forward without it.